Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. It is the ladies' roundtable on Kelman on Cliff Central. But there's just one lady on the roundtable today, and there's only one lady that I'm interested in speaking to on today's ladies' roundtable anyway. What's happening, Tamron Jardine?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Very good. Being a mommy now, very different. Feel like I have to grow up. Like I'm all grown up.
Okay. We've got to, I mean, how many weeks back do we have to actually even take this?
Like back this to is, when I, like before I was, before she came, when I had meningitis.
Yes. Last I'd heard was in the ladies round table group. I'm going back to when you had the meningitis and it kind of was complicating things. The last time I actually saw you was you were going to have a natural birth.
Yes.
It was a whole thing. Okay. So let's retract.
It was not natural.
Yeah. Let's retract the journey because you got the meningitis. That came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. I got meningitis at just before I was 37 weeks pregnant, and that was too early to take her out. So that was not ideal. They tested me. They said that I had bacterial meningitis, but the problem was I first went into the ER room, emergency room, and they said to me, no, you have flu. And I was like, no, I was put on a 3-day course of antibiotics. And the second day I phoned my gynae and I was like, my fevers aren't coming down. There's something wrong. I explained to her what I told the doctors and she was like, get into the hospital and we're just going to book you in for one night. She obviously didn't want to say, listen, there's a lot more going on with you. So then when I got there, as soon as I arrived, they knew who I was. They put me straight into quarantine. Mm. So I was like, what the hell is going on? Mm. You don't know what's potting. And now all of a sudden they know you're arriving and they straight away put you into quarantine. They were then obviously monitoring baby. She was already on her way out at 37 weeks. So they had to try and stop her from coming because it was, the ped said that she would have meningitis with me as well. Because of it's obviously in your body. So she wouldn't be able to fight it by herself. So then, It was just a roller coaster from physicians to neurologists to trying to get a lumbar puncture to confirm. I had 7 lumbar punctures before they could actually get spinal fluid from me. And it was just horrific. And then Russie was overseas. He had to fly back because she was on her way out and she wasn't interested in staying. And then, somehow they got everything under control. I was in quarantine for 10 days and they kept her in and I got her to stay in until 39 weeks. And then she came on the, like 39 weeks was the 7th of July. And then she arrived on the 8th of July late at 12, just after 12, but via C-section because she wasn't getting oxygen.
Sure. I mean, this is a lot to decode here.
Yeah.
for you in retrospect now, what has been the most interesting thing about the past 3-4 months?
The fact that this little human, no matter, like she, what was really scary is that she actually lost weight during the meningitis, obviously, and so did I. And she was, and then when she came out, they were hoping she would regenerate, like get her birth weight like back on track and she didn't. But then when she came out, she sprouted quickly. She was just, she had gone through everything and touch wood, she's been unscathed from her mom having meningitis. And she was, I mean, all those antibiotics, she was under an x-ray. She went through an MRI inside of me and all the things they say that you shouldn't do. Mm. She was perfectly still touch wood fine.
And now, what is in the past 6 weeks, what's the most interesting part of your days now as a mom?
Trying to calm a baby that cries when there's no reason and you're like, what's wrong with you? But other than that, yeah, I just love it. I love when she smiles and she knows it's me. I mean, as much as daddy's around or grannies or omas or opas, it's just she knows her mommy and she wants her mommy when she's sick. No one else can do but mommy. Like everyone else can try, but mom is number one.
Is it really a case of it gives you perspective? And
yes.
If so, like how? How does that work?
It's the weirdest thing. So you go through this whole, like I went through a horrific birth. I mean, I was in labor since 4 a.m. and only delivered her just after 12 that night. And you go through how many hours of labor, then I was induced and then I was induced again because I wasn't dilating. And then she comes out and you're no longer concerned about yourself. It's like up until the point where she comes, you're selfish in a weird way. And then you hear her cry and it's all about her. That's like you, I mean, I said on the table, I was like, I think my water just broke. I was having a C-section. My water broke long ago, but you don't think you're so drugged. Mm. And it was all the, like, apparently I really was bleeding and I lost a lot of blood during, my C-section. And my main concern I didn't even realize that there was something really wrong with me. My main concern was my baby. What is she okay? What's going on with her? Why can't I hold her? I can't explain how your whole life changes in an instant. It's you and then it's her. Hmm. And that's it.
It must just be an absolute love fest with the family hanging out all day,
every
day.
They all love her. Yeah. She's such a little angel as well. Except for from like this time, like if she's at home, she turns into a bit of a devil. I call her a babyzilla.
But she's sleeping very peaceful. In fact, we got across live to Mila now. Pashida's in the room next door there with the very heavy responsibility of ensuring that Mila's needs are catered to.
Yes, she woke up a little bit, so I gave her the dummy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just woke up and said, yeah, and I just gave her the dummy and she's quiet.
Okay, that's one way to do it. All right. what could you just not have prepped for? No matter how much you'd read, no matter how much you'd been told, what could you just not have prepped for?
I think the lack of sleep. No matter how much people tell you beforehand, get sleep, and then you won't get sleep afterwards. They really don't, like, you do not sleep. Like, as much as they say, oh, you sleep when baby sleeps, as, like, adults, we're so used to that solid, like
8 hours,
hours, or even like 6 hours, or solid 5 hours. That does not exist in baby.
Really,
world.
It's just all over.
It's 3 hours, maximum. That's what she wakes up because she feeds every 3 hours, and it's from the day she's born. It's 3 hour feeds until she's big enough to be able to sustain herself till the next morning, and that is hard.
Sure, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, and you want to stab your partner because they can sleep through the baby crying.
But you can't.
And she'll be sleeping right next to us, and they somehow just sleep.
This is no shade to Rassi, by the way.
No. Or when you switch on the lights because something's going wrong, they just seem to put a pillow over their head and carry on sleeping, and you want to kill them.
It's exhaustion, though. It's exhaustion. You've got to take care of yourself, though, in all of this, right?
Yes. So that would be nice for them to wake up as well.
Okay. and in terms of like, you know, now you've had a child and you must feel different in terms of your body and all of that. Is it like that?
Yeah, you're fat.
No, I mean, not like that. I mean, do you feel different?
Fat.
Okay. That's what you're going to go with. You don't look like you've had a baby at all.
I do. I've got all this it's like weird. It's like jelly. It's like jelly because there's like, there was something there and now it's just jelly.
Okay.
Jelly.
Well, no, I think you're bouncing back terrifically from this.
I've lost lots. I've only got 6 kgs, but it's jelly.
Yeah, because you're working as well. You've sort of gone back to work a little bit.
Try to go back last week and then she was really ill. So I had to put everything on hold and now I'm back this week.
Yes, because in the thick of all of this, you decided to open up a Pilates studio.
Yes. And it's going so well. My business partner somehow picked up the reins. And we've gotten in a month and a half, we've gotten over 23 clients.
Wow, that's fantastic.
From naught.
That's very, very
obviously
cool. Yeah, you kind of just timed everything to hit at once.
It wasn't planned, but it just somehow all worked out. We were meant to open ages before and then I got meningitis. So I didn't even get that extra like time in the studio before she came because the day we opened was the day I was admitted into hospital.
Just heavy, 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 heavy. Are you done with hospitals now? Are you overseeing a hospital?
Oh my gosh. The other day they said, oh, there's something wrong. Maybe I was like,
not going back there.
Cause I was obviously from losing all the blood. They struggled with getting my iron level and I still am not getting my iron back to normal. And they wanted to do a transfusion. And I was like, there is no ways even getting me through those doors.
Hospitals are just nasty places. Now, were you in a ward with other moms? Or, okay, you were just in your own room?
Yes.
Okay, this is Tamarind Jardim speaking about you. I thought thought there's like a camaraderie amongst moms or something like that. Okay.
No, do you know what? For me, it's not about the other moms. It's about sharing the bathroom. I have a problem sharing a bathroom. Okay.
And then did you, so, and then they put Mila into like the room with the other babies,
no,
right?
No, she stays with you.
Oh, hectic.
Even Rusty stayed on the first night.
I thought they put them all into that room.
Nursery, no.
Oh, okay.
You can, no.
Not for you.
No. My baby hasn't even been looked after by anyone else but her mommy yet.
Crazy.
Yeah. Even I did fashion week for Corsi the other day and she was with me up until after I did hair and makeup with her. And then my mom fetched her. The show started at 5. I breastfed her at 4:30. And then I went quickly and she sat in the front with my mom sleeping.
So at the show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Front row.
So now I have to ask you, this is like one would ask Kim Kardashian after Kim had North. Another one?
Huh. Never.
That, really? You wouldn't?
I don't think I want another baby anytime soon.
Is it the process? Is it the, what is it that,
I think it was the pregnancy. For me, I don't think I could ever be pregnant ever again.
Never experienced something like that before.
It was horrific. There is nothing nice about being pregnant. I don't know why people, like, there's women who are like, oh, it's amazing.
Have your feet come back down to normal size? Because your feet were very swollen in that pregnancy, I remember.
I retained so much water. It was actually shocking. It was horrific. I was so uncomfortable. I don't envy people at all who want to do it. There's so many of my friends who are like, oh, I had the most amazing pregnancy. And you actually want to say F you and die in a hole because there's nothing amazing about it. Well, for me especially, I didn't find it amazing. I could do the birth, like once she's out. Now, this part, the lack of sleep, I could do over again, not the pregnancy.
Well, I have to tell you, it's very...
ask me again in 2 years.
Interesting to speak to you after we spoke about this so extensively on the ladies' roundtable. And it's crazy now that it's actually happened.
I know, it's amazing. I can't believe that that little person grew from nothing to, and she's got a personality. Yo, she's stubborn. Like already she knows what she wants. It's amazing how something comes and things that she did in the womb, like we'd go for our scan and she would never show her face because her hands were always there. Mm. She sleeps with her hands in front of her face. We can't put her hands in a blanket.
Keeps the same mannerisms.
Yeah. And like she always got hiccups after I ate. Now when she eats, she always get hiccups. She like kicks when she's angry. She kicked when she was angry. She hates bright light. And that's one thing she also hated when she was in the womb. She could sleep through any noise like Disney barking. She's fine with noise. She's amazing.
Let's begin to land this plane here. Advice to other parents or people who are thinking about having a child, or just some sentiments on this whole having a baby thing.
It's an incredible experience, but you have to be completely ready for it. I wasn't ready. I didn't think I was ready for a baby. I still don't think I was ready for a baby, but obviously she's here. But it's amazing. Make sure you with someone who supports you, even if they don't have to support you at 2 o'clock in the morning, but as long as it's during the day, they're still there and they're still like able to ask you, oh, can I help? Or, but as much as you as a woman, you like the child's sole provider in the beginning. I mean, you unless if you don't breastfeed, you breastfeeding. So what can daddy actually do? Daddy can only change nappies and not many dads can. And they can burp him. And so they can do this, like the things, but you there, like you as the mom have to be there 24/7. And as long as you have someone that is willing to be there with you, it's an incredible experience with them. It's, if you do, you fall in love with your partner when you have a baby. It's, but at the same time, if you don't have a supportive partner, you don't fall in love. You probably end up hating them more than anything else. And it's beautiful. My little girl is the best thing that ever happened to me. And she is something I recommend to anyone, like when you're in that space to have a baby.
Pashida, you listening to all of this? You going to have a baby anytime soon following what Tamron said?
I am delaying that. I'm not having no babies yet.
You've taken the advice, right?
I'm listening to every gory detail. Like I'm listening very closely and I'm changing my mind every second she speaks.
It's honestly, it's so nice. I promise you. But at the same time, you have to be in a financial position.
Yeah, it costs a fortune.
Oh, my gosh. To have a child is ridiculously expensive if you don't have medical aid. Secondly, do you know just to take your child to the ped, it's 1,800 rand.
Jeez.
That's just go and see the doctor and get a prescription. Like, crazy. You know, when we
sit. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I realized it when I went to the baby city and saw all the stuff that they have on offer there. I was just
that's like luxuries. The doctor
is expensive.
It's like a necessity. And you have to go for your 6-week injection, then your 8-week injection and all those things just to see the doctor's 1,800. Then you've got to add the like jabs on top of that. It's expensive.
It's a mission and a half, but it is fantastic. You've done it, and you have a baby. And if Tamron can do it,
anybody can do it. No, literally anybody.
I think it's fantastic, though. It's a new chapter in your life, and it's very, very cool. I'm glad that we were on this journey with you.
Thanks, guys.
The only thing we didn't do was broadcast live, but obviously it was very complicated there in the end. So
it was a bit unplanned. The end.
We couldn't get the LAN cable working for the OB units, but
I
next
don't think
one we're
there. Would have had to be around me. I was such a little bitch.
All right, that there is a Tamron Jardine. That's a special edition of the Ladies Roundtable as we touch base with Tamron after giving birth to the gorgeous, beautiful, amazing. She's got such cute little hands. I saw them a little earlier. Mila Peterson. Tamron, thank you very much for hanging out.
Thanks so much. It was so nice to see you
guys. So good to see you again, yeah. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.